Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. It is hot this morning, even at 6:30. But with all the conversation about the temperature, my generation grew up without air conditioning in South Georgia humidity. No air-conditioned schools, just fans, if you were lucky. I honestly don't think it is any hotter today than many days in my growing up years. We folks today are blessed with heat relief. The great part is you don't have to do daily tasks, work, school, etc., in very hot, humid air. So, I enjoy my hot coffee in the coolness of my home, as I hope you do too. In Mark chapter 14, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing what he is facing in the coming hours. He took Peter, James, and John along and asked them to keep watch while he went a little further to pray. When he came back to where he had left them, they were all asleep. And Jesus spoke to Simon Peter specifically, verses 37 and 38. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." I have read this passage, and most often in my younger days, I focused on the last sentence, "The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." That sentence really hit home when I was struggling with some habit or quote-unquote sin I needed to change. Apparently, I didn't pay much attention to the phrase, "pray so that you will not fall into temptation." I know there are many who ask the question, "Why pray?" As I thought about it, I brainstormed some ideas on why do we pray? My thoughts. We pray because as children we are taught we should. Jesus, God said we should pray. The pastor or priest or teacher tells us we should pray. We learn bedtime prayers, meal prayers of thanks. We pray when we are hurt or frightened or in need or want because somewhere along the way we have learned that God answers prayers. Later on, we may find that when we pray at the beginning of the day, our day goes better. We pray because of little miracles that happen in answer to prayers. Prayer is reinforced. The more we pray over the years, the habit of prayer, no matter how impersonal or rote, brings us closer to our Lord. Sometimes we may not particularly be aware of it. Prayer in one form or another has always been in my life. For a long time, God was somewhere out there, far away and separated by the distance of heaven. I was really not sure about prayer, but I had been taught that it was important, so assumed prayer in any form was better than no prayer. For the first quarter of my life, much of my prayer life was what I would describe as formal. For example, repeating the prayers in the rosary or kneeling by my bed and asking God for help with something and saying formal prayers too. In my mid-20s, we began a family and my need for a church community began. I wanted something different for my children than what I had experienced as a child. Then a neighbor invited me to her church, and gradually I became involved. I read and listened to others about their prayer life, which was not formal but instead much more personal. Then, early 30s, we moved and changed churches, and my prayer life changed too. Gradually, over time, reading, listening to what others said about prayer, mine became more personal. I began to realize that time with the Lord in prayer and reading His Word made my days go better. So, selfishly, I got into the habit of starting my day that way. I don't think the Lord cared what my motive was, just as long as I was talking to Him. Years passed. Then another move and a new church. With each change, more knowledge and spiritual experience. As I look back on those events in my life, I am quite sure the Holy Spirit was leading me along a path to get to know Him better. And I recognize that my prayer life, whether formal or not, kept my mind in a place that helped my conscience warn when I was headed in the wrong direction. I didn't understand it, wasn't even really aware of it. Yet I knew what made me feel guilty and what didn't. The Lord was working, as much as I would allow, to lead me not into temptation. Over time and living life, I can reflect and see how the Lord's message to Peter addresses the need for prayer. The time I have spent with Him has grounded me. The temptations of life are all around me, to be unkind in my words or attitude, to ignore the needs of others, selfishness in the choices I make, holding grudges, and on and on. Now in this latter part of my life, temptations come especially in the area of life taking time away from the Lord, and sadly, sometimes I give in to the pressure. My default now is to pray and ask forgiveness, because temptations followed take me away from my relationship with the Lord. My prayer these days has come to be with my Father, my friend. Sometimes I sit and talk to Him about this, that, and the other, and thank Him for a new day, various events, relationships. I talk to Him about the situations I need His help with, or the situation someone else is in and needs His help. I no longer spend time in prayer for what He can do for me. I know He is doing for me. I spend time with Him because I long to be in His presence, resting in His companionship. How sad. It took me a lifetime to find this peace. Let us pray. My dear friend Jesus, I ask for all, that we would be reminded that Your words to Peter and the words You gave us in the Lord's Prayer direct us of the importance of prayer to keep us close and lead us away from temptations every day. Temptations, when acted upon, lead us away from You. Thank You for loving us so very much. In Your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.